On January 1, 1960, a retirement community opened on the site of a former cotton field outside Phoenix, Arizona. It was called Sun City. It changed the image of retirement life in America, and Phoenix became a retirement mecca. Now, Sun City and its successors, Sun City West, Sun City Festival, face a different challenge: how to attract the coming wave of baby boomers. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Back in the 60s, developer Del Webb produced a promotional film depicting the prevailing mindset toward retirement and promoting an alternative.
So this is retirement. Time on your hands, with no place to go. There must be something else.
Ben, let's go west. I know. Let's go to Arizona.
Sun City, Arizona. Clean air, cheap land, and of course, sunshine. Sun City was close enough to Phoenix to be convenient, but far enough away to comfortably isolate the older generation. Author Mark Friedman studied Sun City, and he says when it began, its active way of life was revolutionary.
People had been told for decades to stay out of the way, to sit on the porch, and Webb summoned people off their porches, and he gave them golf and shuffleboard, and it turns out that he was onto something.
Sun City West was built in the 70s after Sun City outgrew its boundaries. Retirees here, especially baby boomers, demand more than shuffleboard. These residents are playing pickleball, a fast-paced cross between badminton and ping pong played on a quarter-sized tennis court. Martha Wasserman is 58.
When I first came here, my very first sport was shuffleboard. And then I realized I was more active than shuffleboard, and I joined the volleyball team and the co-ed softball team. And that's kind of where I started. And then pickleball came into my life, and I don't have time for volleyball anymore, but I'm still playing softball.
Sun City West has clean, uniform streets with houses pretty much the same color as 98% of the residents here, white. Every month, hundreds of newcomers gather at the Community Rec Center. They visit tables advertising clubs and activities like jewelry making and golf. But these days, there's also pickleball, Pilates, yoga, and technology courses.
No, I was looking for the computer club. I thought they had a setup in here, but apparently they don't.
As residents die, these older retirement communities continually must market themselves to new generations. And they're competing with newer communities. Drive past Sun City and Sun City West, and you come to Sun City Grand. It features larger homes and newer amenities. Keep driving 13 miles into the desert, and you arrive at the construction site for the next development, Sun City Festival. At a preview center, sales associate Marilyn Webb points to an architectural model of the place, filled with even more abundance.
Sun City Festival is going to have two fitness centers. The first one that will be ready in early 2007 is our Sage Center, which is a destination for wellness and lifelong learning. 31,000 square feet. It will have an outdoor resort-style pool with lap lanes. You'll also notice pickleball courts and tennis courts around it. The Copper Canyon Grill and Golf Club you'll see over here, too.
The Sun City Festival site is geographically isolated, just like the original Sun City once was. But the original Sun City is now surrounded by newer subdivisions built for families. Author Mark Friedman says it makes sense that society is coming to retirees because baby boomers want to remain part of society.
I believe that the dream that animated Sun City, this golden years notion, is at the end of its life course.
Whatever the new American dream for retirement turns out to be, you're likely to find it in Phoenix. Del Webb is hedging its bets. Along with Sun City Festival, it's building family and multi-generational housing in the area. There should be plenty of demand. The first baby boomers are now turning 60. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Find out how Phoenix is growing and growing, plus facing the challenge of assimilating Latino immigrants. Other stories in our series at npr.org.